Good afternoon and welcome. You are listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is... Well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 23rd day of March, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 66 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. We're looking for a high of 67 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's spring. It's holding. It's supposed to stay warm, but I still, man, right up until the middle of June, man, you can expect a blizzard to come blowing in any time. But I'm taking it. I'll take what I can get. All right, let's see what we're going to jump into here. NRA's future, only two options. Can the BOD save us? Wonder what that's all about. We're going to find out as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, NRA's future. Only two options. Can Board of Directors save us? This is from Amaland. It was sent in by Jalapeno for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The National Rifle Association is in serious trouble. Uh-oh. And the NRA Board of Directors has only two options to save America's biggest civil rights organization. Really? Option one, a majority of the board circles the wagons in defense of Wayne Lapierre and his pals and tries to weather the storm. They'll fail and the whole ship will sink. Or option two, a majority of the board fires Lapierre and other executives or accepts their resignations and nullifies their contracts, suspends all vendor contracts, pending a thorough review and renegotiation, and purges culpable members of their own body, demonstrating a commitment to safeguarding NRA assets on behalf of the membership. Plugging the holes and possibly saving the ship. You know, this is just like with the Southern Poverty Law. There's the same kind of, I mean, they're no different. Is it a goddamn corporation? This is who you're looking for. The corporation incorporated into the main United States corporation that is the fucking, the body that is pretending to be our masters sovereigns, that's the word I'm looking for. Here is the short version of the situation. Wayne Lapierre, the CEO of the NRA, along with fellow executives, see, this is all corporate people. It's what we've been saying all along, man, and people just dumping the millions and millions of dollars. That should be going to the real goddamn Patriot effort out here, don't you think? The people who can, I mean, once, when it would, has the NRA ever, NRA ever stood up with that Bill of Rights and says, well, that second article says what it fucking means, period, and stood on that ground. They never will, because they're a part of the fucking, they're part of the operation to fucking, to take us out. Make no mistake about it. Wayne LaPierre, the CEO of the NRA, along with fellow executives and outside contractors, in particular advertising agency Ackerman McQueen, has been recklessly shoveling money out of the NRA coffers for decades to the tune of possibly hundreds of millions of dollars. Think what the fucking real people out here could do with that kind of fucking money. I bet the idiots out there who they watch their 15 minutes of Fox in the evening, drink their six pack of beer, watch their fucking ball game, and go on about their lives in complete stupidity, hating the situation but not understanding why, and figure, well, I mean, it's just like everything else in America. Oh, just, I'll throw some money at it and it'll go away. Well, you're throwing money to the fucking enemy, and the people that are truly in the fight, you fucking ignore us. You even boycott us if we fucking go against your Jewish masters, don't you? Hundreds of millions of dollars. This has been done with the complicity of some of the NRA's elected directors. No. The willful ignorance of others, if you say so, and the active resistance of a few more. The chicanery, mostly in the form of inflated executive salaries. I mean, salaries and shit, people. I mean, the real patriots out here are struggling. You know, the people have armed themselves for this fucking fight. That is what it's come down to. But even the people with nothing have found the something to get themselves armed for the fucking fight, because we'll be the ones doing the fucking dying, like we always have. Only this time it's going to be for ourselves. Sweetheart deals to friends and family. Oi, oi, oi. Masonry, the Masons, I'm sure that they're, right in the middle of it. And routine payments to vendors for unspecified services raised objections among local NRA staff members, but their questions and concerns were met with hostility and retribution. My father raised these exact concerns over 20 years ago when he was on the NRA board of directors, only to be pushed out of the leadership. As the problems got worse in recent years, NRA fell under increased scrutiny from reporters and regulators. I mean, all they're talking about here is just some corporate fraud. Corporate fucking fraud and fucking mammon. Leading to some staff members to redouble efforts to raise alarms to the appropriate board committees. But these board members continued to sweep the improprieties under the rug, even after strong warnings from outside counsel that the organization was at risk of severe damage, particularly from New York regulators. New York regulators? Over the NRA, you mean New York, the heart of oi boy, the more Jews in New York than there are in fucking Israel? As a nonprofit chartered in New York, the NRA falls under New York law, and it falls under New York corporate policy, because there is no goddamn law. Keep that in mind. Under New York corporate policy and the purview of the NRA hating New York Attorney General. Oh yeah, I'm sure she hates him. Didn't get her brown envelope. She has frequently expressed her desire to tear down the organization and has been signaling a pending investigation into NRA finances. In an effort to save the organization that has done, what the fuck have they done for us? Hey, cheer Trump, fucking when he comes there, the guy who threw executive fiat as a fucking emperor of the corporate United States, just declared by decree that we're going to infringe on this part of your Bill of Rights. We're going to add 41 to that 1,040 fucking infringements already on it. And by the way, we're going to take the guns first, and then we'll talk about that, the rest of your Bill of Rights, that procedural due process. Some staff and former employees reluctantly shared some of their evidence with reporters, and a bombshell expose was published in the New Yorker in mid-April, just days after the NRA had filed a lawsuit against their longtime PR firm, Ackerman McQueen, suggesting that ACMAC had been taking advantage of some lax billing and conflict of interest. It's just fucking corporation, people. And you think you're, oh, I'm a patriot. I'm defending that Second Amendment. I'm an NRA member. You're a fucking fool. That's what you are. Policies at NRA. This was an obvious attempt to deflect blame for NRA's financial woes. Over $30 million in the red. $30 million in the red. God almighty, man. I think about how we fucking, what we have to do just to fucking operate and survive. And these fucking, these phony, these fraudulent, these fucking in the bed with the fucking traitors. These fucking traitors. They are traitors. Because they are a part of the corp. And then, oh, millions. They're 30 million in the red, but we can fix this. It's no big deal because we're a part of the fucking apparatus. There's going to be some deals made here, people, on your fucking rights. Oh, the NRA is going to endorse this, and the NRA will endorse that. You watch what happens to cover up their fucking crimes. And I mean, it's all a fucking, it's all a joke. It's all a production. The NRA has never been nothing but a production. We don't need nobody to defend our fucking second article, right? It is written plain, it's simple, short, and explicit, and written in fact and cannot be interpreted any other way. The moment they start talking about, you know, working with your second article right as a privilege or immunity that this corporation is going to try and, you know, get the least infringement on, bullshit. They wrote the 1968 Gun Control Act, the treasonous sons of bitches, and still people just, you know, send them the money. Send them your fucking money. Here's the people that are fighting for you. And financial improprieties away from Lapierre and his executive team. All of this was followed by a formal request from Mike Bloomberg's anti-gun conglomerate calling on the IRS to launch a formal audit of the NRA's tax-exempt status. Ooh, they're going after the NRA people. And then this is a good way for these traders to step out, right? Because what they're going for, the guns, they're going to go for the, well, they've already announced open confiscation, for Christ's sakes. This would be a, well, they're going to take the NRA out so they can take your rights. Send money. Send money. Take that fucking money and go buy guns and bullets because you're the only one that's going to stop this shit. There can be little doubt that the New York AG and others in position of power will try to dismantle the NRA regardless of what the board does. Our enemies. No. This is all part of the production. This is so they can step back. Well, God, it would have been stopped if only the NRA had been there to stop it. I guess you guys just better just, well, they've got the laws passed. They removed that fucking privilege from you. You can't go and hand those guns in like you're supposed to. Nothing the NRA can do about it. Billions you've sent them, you dumbass. Our enemies see that we are wounded and that the vultures are circling by cleaning their own house before any formal investigation. The board would demonstrate that they are living up to their fiduciary responsibilities. Oh boy. And that would go a long way toward mitigating the long-term damage from regulators. Oh, you're being regulated? I mean, you're right in that, a part of that fraudulent fucking United States corporate aristocracy. You mean you're part of that, and you're gonna negotiate, and you're gonna get go and operate in the admiralty talking about our common law rights that belong in the common law jurisdiction. Is that what you're talking about here? You got just greed, and they never were for you. And anybody, I mean, these people walk around, got their NRA stickers on, their NRA hats on, you fucking fools, huh? The current NRA board of directors have a slim chance of saving the NRA from total ruin, but they must act swiftly and decisively. They must expunge everyone involved in even the appearance of corruption, including, oh, just get rid of all, I mean, we got to hide this. We got to cover this up, right? That's what that's saying. Including board members who failed in their oversight obligations. Oh, is that like the oversight, you know, people we had for oversight for the banking industry in 2008? Oh, they were hired. They were getting paid big salaries from your fucking dumbass donations. Man, living the big life as they were fucking you, huh? And individuals like Joss Powell, the genius behind many of the NRA's recent disasters like CarryGuard and a known manipulator of Wayne Lapierre's decision making, they must halt all outside contracts. What was this organization about? Oh yeah, it's some gun thing, right? He must halt all outside contracts until they can be thoroughly reviewed and either concealed, canceled or renegotiated. As much as possible needs to be brought in-house and run under the direct oversight of the board. Oh, the board of directors for the corporation. That's going to save you from the fucking corporation's fucking taking of your confiscation of your weapons. This action may mean the end of things like Ackerman, McQueen, run NRA TV. So do not be surprised if they pack up shop one day soon. All of the significant life-threatening issues facing NRA revolve around just three operational areas. PR, that's public relations, fundraising, that's getting the money, and political spending. It's about guns, that's right. Suspending operations in those areas and bringing them under tight in-house control for the immediate future would put the association back on stable ground and allow it to continue operating effectively. They've been operating effectively? Their boy Trump, you know, that good conservative? Then it's already been the bump stocks and then the expanded background checks and the red flag laws. You know, go ahead and take the guns and then we'll talk about the due process later. They have been so effective. They have been so effective that Bill of Rights has no infringements upon it, which is what they claim to be the fucking defenders of. 1,041 at the current count. 1,031. Oh, that's effective. There will undoubtedly be repercussions from all this, including fines, sanctions, lawsuits, and possible criminal indictments. But all of those repercussions are on their way, regardless of what the board does now. The difference is whether those consequences will be levied against the organization. Anyway. That one kind of ended abruptly, and I don't think it ended right. I don't think it was all there. Oh, let's see now. Onward, as we're talking about guns, Kamala Harris vows to impose sweeping gun control plan via executive action. And the NRA, man, God, you better get your money to them so that they can file a lawsuit against executive fucking, just an executive order removing your Second Article rights. What do you think about that, people? Your employee over there is just giving you an order to hand your fucking gun. Well, this woman would give you an order. Sign it, bitch. I hope this bitch gets elected by a fucking overwhelming majority of fucking fraud. And I hope she gets on with the fucking program. I would like to get on with my life if I live through it, personally. Monday night CNN town hall was one of the first opportunities for the top Democratic presidential contenders to come together and share their views on allowing child rapists, terrorists, and murderers to vote, and other formerly radical policies that have somehow found their way into the Democratic mainstream. It's important stuff I'm reading here. As each candidate vied to outdo the other, California Senator Kamala Harris, widely rumored to have the party's implicit backing as the establishment choice. Do it, man, do it. Get her in there. Let's do this shit. Let's get it over with. In a widening field of nearly two dozen candidates, boldly declared, have you looked at this? Now, you look at this woman. She's going to come and take your gun away from you. No, this fucking treasonous fucking little petite bitch couldn't crack a fucking egg. But she's standing up there boldly telling you fucking, you big hairy men out there, how she's going to take your fucking guns away from you. She's going to do it. Really? No, she's going to send it. They're going to send their fucking green card fucking army that they fucking have been pumping across our fucking border as cannon fodder while they stand back in the way, way back. And if it gets too dangerous, even leave the fucking country. And they're going to, this little bitch, this nobody, nothing, treasonous whore. Oh, she's going to write it on a piece of paper and sign her name to it. Well, just keep to writing, Kamala. You fucking, you two-bit slut. candidates boldly declared that she would take executive action to force federal agencies to write new rules on gun control should Congress fail to act. Get on it, bitch. Upon being elected, I will give the United States Congress 100 days to get their act together and have the courage to pass reasonable gun safety laws. And if they fail to do so, then I will take executive action. Will you, Queen? Because she would be the queen. She would be the queen of the aristocracy, because by definition, that's what we're living under. And she's talking to all of us fucking subjects out here. I will take up my fucking pen and I'll write it down on a piece of fucking paper, and I'll, me, this little bitch who couldn't crack a fucking egg, who couldn't whip the wind with a fistful of hammers, she's gonna take your guns. You need to get on it, bitch. An aide to Harris said the senator would direct the ATF to promulgate a regulation that makes it so that if you sell 5 or more guns for profit a year, you will be considered a dealer and required to perform background checks. Well, you can't, there's never, should have been the gun dealers, all this shit, this FFL, all of it's all fucking infringement. Every fucking bit of it. It is none of their goddamn business what we do with our guns, who we sell them to, who we trade them to, what guns we have, what weapons we have. Is none of their fucking business. It is, well, we already know what it is. It is a fraudulent corporate fucking monarchy that thinks that they're going to fucking disarm the fucking peasants and then send their Blackwater fucking thugs out to fucking subjugate us. She added that she would push to ban assault weapons. Get on it. Which, as she is no doubt aware, thanks to her time as a prosecutor, though most non-gun-owning Americans probably don't understand the difference, would mean banning most semi-automatic. See, I don't give a shit what this means. I don't give a shit what this cunt is saying. I really do not care. It is irrelevant. That second article to that Bill of Rights says what it says, and we'll kill your fucking ass to enforce it. That's all you need to know about us, you bitch. And we don't vote in your fucking elections. We vote with lead. Semi-automatic weapons leaving hunters and hobbyists with revolvers and pump action shotguns because that's all. Who wrote this shit? Zero Hedge? Huh? Shotgun pump, that's what we got. Hunters and hobbyists, you better think about fucking American nationals who are sick of having their fucking Bill of Rights spit on, trampled on, and fucking infringed, bitch, because that's what those fucking guns are for. They're not for hobbyists, and they're not for hunting. Well, for hunting in a way, because we're going to hunt down every one of you treasonous motherfuckers, and you're going to fucking be tried, and you're going to be convicted in a common law court, and your ass is going to hang. Harris' sweeping gun control plan includes proposals to require universal background checks. Federal law only requires background checks by licensed dealers, leading to the so-called gun show loophole. Oh, those loopholes. All those loopholes in this legislative bullshit that has no fucking binding authority to any American national, which is an act of treason against the Republic and the fucking people, and especially that Bill of fucking Rights. Reinstate a federal assault weapons ban. Do it. Do it. That was initially passed by President Bill Clinton and remained in effect between 1994 and 2004. Ban high-capacity ammunition clips and make gun trafficking a federal crime. Oh, ban some more clips. How's that working out for you there in Jersey? Huh? How many you got? None. Zero. Zilch. Nada. I mean, you get fucking all this, you just keep, I mean, finally you get a big enough pile of paper, and then you say, well, we better do something. Tell the mercenaries, I mean, what they will do, like I said, they'll play the constitutional sheriffs, and so everybody fucking relaxes, and so the sheriffs are we'll just go and do, and the sheriff tells us and everything, and then and the next thing you know, it's going to be state confiscation fucking units. Blackwater, pure fucking Blackwater, coming to take your fucking guns. Because that's the only one that can back the mouth of a fucking little piss ant like this bitch here, who, like I said, she's nothing. What is she? Look at her. Stand her up and look at her and tell me what the fuck she is. She's nothing. She couldn't do nothing about nothing. Anything that happened to her, any danger, she would have to call a man. And I guarantee you, she's got armed guards all the way around her fucking cowardly little cunt ass. You need to do it, Kamala. Get on it. Among her more controversial, and this would be another one, you know, this for, maybe it's the, this is just the idea to push, try to find a way to push Trump back in there after the lying son of a bitch has fucking opened up our borders to invasion and pushed and supported the fucking invasion into our country. Oh, the only way, NRA says we gotta, if it ain't Trump, this bitch gets in there, we're done. We're just gonna have to hand our guns in. Oh, really? You're going to write it down on a piece of paper. Oh, it's on a piece of paper. Oh, shit, that's it. I guess I better just take the gun. They wrote it down. A federal hate crime from crime and prohibit those convicted of federal hate crime from buying firearms. Bite my ass, you bitch. Among her more controversial proposals is her plan to repeal the Protection of Commerce in Arms Act of 2005. Bureaucratic, fucking legislated 14th Amendment horse shit that has nothing to do with me as an American national, has zero authority over me, is a fucking violation of the fucking the ratified law of my country, you whore. Making sellers Protection Act of 2005 law that shields gun makers and sellers from liability for crimes committed using their weapons and under the common law. There, I mean, come on. I sell a guy a fucking hammer. He goes bashes somebody's skull into it. You try to take that court, that case to court, they'd laugh at your ass. If I built a goddamn billy, if I carved out a goddamn billy club out of oak and I sold it to somebody and they went and bashed somebody's fucking skull in, try that in the common law. They go, what the fuck do you got to do with it? All he did was make a fucking bat and sold it to somebody. He's not, I mean, this is what they, I'm trying to make the inanimate objects, like the inanimate objects are the ones responsible. I told you guys, I keep a close eye on my guns. I've caught them trying to sneak out and do bad things, and I've had to control them. I mean, this is fucking communism 101, and it fucking stinks like the shit that this bitch smells like. Of course, the Harris campaign acknowledged that the candidate's plan would, if enacted, almost certainly face court challenges in the admiralty. Really? You just keep playing these fucking games and playing them. You got your red flag laws over here. Well, you got your confiscation laws. You banned the fucking clips there in New Jersey. Now all you need to do is go get them. But then you brilliant graduates of the, well, I don't know how much your parents paid for your fucking phony fucking degree from your phony fucking college. But then you go ahead and you take off your shoes and you use your fingers and your toes and then a pencil to make a mark each time you go across them. And you start looking at the fucking numbers. And that's when it's all just, goddamn, you can write it and write it and write it. God, if you write it down enough fucking times, they're going to bound to just come and just give you them guns. Want to bet? Face court challenges, but breaking the impasse on gun control, which has divided Republicans and Democrats. No, there is no fucking divide. This is like, well, I don't have to sit here and tell you guys the same thing. It's a production. The NRA thing's a part of this production. It's all a part of the production. And the NRA is going to come out and say, we can't defend you from it. You have to obey by the law. You have to, it's legal and you have to obey by the law. Well, I got news for you, son of a bitch. It is unlawful. And we are the authority in this country, and we have our own fucking law. It's called the Bill of Rights. And that is going to be enforced. And there are big hairy men out here ready to fucking enforce it right fucking now. Democrats, but breaking the impasse on gun control, which has divided Republicans and Democrats, is a top Democratic priority since politicians have cynically convinced grieving communities that tightening background checks and restrictions on gun purchases will somehow magically solve the problem of mass shootings. We are in a country, we're a little over, if there ain't 400 million, I mean, they're telling you there's 300, and I think they say 340 million people in this country. You count all the fuckers that are here illegally, and I mean in violation of our law as an act of fraud, and there's about 450 million fucking people in this country, okay? And I mean, you take that many people and incidents, I mean, look at the car crashes. I mean, goddamn, more people are killed with fucking hammers than are killed with guns. That's a goddamn fact. With a hammer. They know it. Why do they want them guns? If, I mean, goddamn, why do they want us not to have them? and they're fucking murdering ass fucking Blackwater son of a bitches that commit fucking atrocities against our people every day to have the guns. And then you have the assholes out there, the goddamn, the trolls, the shills for this whole fucking production. Okay. Oh, guns, oh, that, all guns and men are irrelevant. It's technology. Really? Then why the fuck do you want men and guns? Why are they so important to you and so, and to us? It would just be ridiculous to even think about it. Huh. You really think we're that fucking stupid? I hope you try to find out soon. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at post office box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shirey. It's 12:38 Pacific Time. That was JB and the Moonshine Band. A shotgun, a rifle, and a 45, and plenty of fucking ammo. It's just getting bolder and bolder every day about what they're going to write down. They're just getting bolder telling, we're going to write this down. We're going to write that down. And we're going to send out goddamn Blackwater to enforce it. Well, time to get her done. Now let's look at the recolonization of our fucking country with fucking third world peasants, peons, pissants, and coolies that will kowtow at the feet of the fucking corporate international elite fucking mafia. At least 800,000 alien children to enroll in U.S. schools by late 2020. And that's no fucking benefit in my program. It says 800,000 to be indoctrinated properly into the fucking communist USA is what I'm looking at. The communist corporate USA. Let's keep it straight. This is from One American News Network, sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. 1 million alien children could reportedly enter the U.S. by the end of 2020, according to a recent Princeton Policy Advisor report. Immigration officials could detain up to. See, I love that. What are you saying? What detain? What's the detain here? And the apprehension and the arrest bullshit. No. You are going to take them down, you're going to give them money, and you're going to send them into the fucking heart of the United States, into the interior, to our fucking neighborhoods, to try and terrorize us. We understand it. You don't have to write any more of this shit, okay? We got it. Out of these aliens, at least 300,000. So at 300,000, you got 1.3 million illegals. So that means 300,000, the 0.3, got a million adults of fighting age in here. That's what happened, people. Get ready to do some serious fucking shooting and have your fucking guns ready for the fucking operation. 300,000 children. See, we're being the country, the mightiest nation on earth, taken by children, taken, invaded and taken over by children. What a bunch of fucking idiots. 300,000 children are expected to enroll in U.S. schools. The study found California will have to enroll 50,000 migrant students this year. But they're not here taking what belongs to you and me and our children, what belongs to the American nationals by fucking right of heritage, by the founding documents of our country. This fucking place belongs. They're not taking that from us. They're not taking it away from us. Not that I wouldn't, fuck all these fucking, these public communist indoctrination centers. Anybody, excuse me. While 36,000 will go to schools in Texas. Meanwhile, some say the rise in mass migration. No, goddamn it. I mean, 1 week you have that phony son of a bitch, that two-faced forked tongue. And that's where the Indians got the term forked tongue, is from this fucking shit we're living today. Say one thing and mean another. Migrants. I mean, it has been established by your supposed president that this is an invasion. No, it's migration. It's migrants. No invaders. Alien invader students this year, school year. While 36,000 will go to school. Meanwhile, some say the rise in mass migration, invasion could hamper gains in U.S. wages achieved under the Trump administration. And that is fucking laughable. That is laughable, and I'm telling you, the majority of the people in this country who do not have nothing to do with it, they've fucking turned their back on this whole fucking thing. They're sitting there pissed off and armed to the fucking teeth. They get fucking wages, my ass. You work your fucking ass off just barely to eat and keep a fucking roof over your head, and that's skilled labor. But they only wanted to pick the lettuce and get a better life. That's all they come here for, really, because you don't want to pick the lettuce. They will pick the lettuce and make that their better life. They're not coming here for your fucking jobs, but for your fucking resources, so that they can have a slave population to rape the richest country on planet Earth, and not even have to transport it past the fucking where they're mining it out of the ground. They can set up their fucking Chinese fucking manufacturing fucking center right next to the fucking mines where they're taking your fucking resources. We are seeing tens of thousands of unskilled, largely unskilled, being brought onto the market right off these caravans, and that is going to have a negative effect on wages. No, I don't believe it. That ain't what Trump said. We need these people. Don't you remember he telling you how we need more visas and we need get, well, that's right. To get those middle class jobs, you're going to need more visas. So you can get the ones that are fucking, then you can bring them in and have the people who fucking paid for an education, the American children that paid for education, the American people that paid for educations and learned their trades. Then they can teach them how to do their jobs. And then, well, I guess just walk over to the ditch and take your fucking bullet, you dumbass. We're undercutting the progress that the president's administration made on wage growth. That is so funny. Chris Kobach, former Kansas Secretary of State. Researchers say if current trends in illegal, and it ain't immigration. It's invasion. When it's illegal, it's not migration. It's illegal fucking aliens invading your country. Continue. At least 800,000 alien students will enroll in U.S. schools before the 2020 election. And all the people, the mass people, I heard they fucking despise these fucking government fucking indoctrination centers. But you're, hey man, if you want to eat your bowl of beans, well, it'll come to the point, man, to where, goddamn it, that people will be pushed so far. And then you will step over that fucking line. And when it happens, man, I'm telling you, well, the more you bent something up, you guys know it. When you're ever young and just had somebody, somebody you hated, the bully, that pushed you around, and when you finally fucking like the kid in Australia, that big kid, I always come back to that, this sense of little fucking puke, little punk just used him as a punching bag. The guy is a fucking 2 feet taller and outweighs him by probably 120 fucking pounds. He finally picks him up and body slams him. That's how this is going to end up, picked up and body slammed. That's what you fuckers are about to get. Researchers say if current trends of illegal immigration continue, 800,000 alien students will enroll in U.S. schools before 2020. And you know what? And that's really kind of a sad part of it too. I talk about the fucking, fear, how it's going to start out on your streets, with your fucking, then they start giving you the fucking looks and take over parts of your town and start terrorizing your people. Your kids are going to be first. The ones of you that put them in these schools. Government spending on diapers, food, medical care for illegals up 400% in fiscal year 2019. This is from American Mirror. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Government's on diapers, food, and medical care for illegals. Now, you see, we talked about the law, that 1995 law that said you couldn't get no goddamn welfare or any shit like that in this country if you were an illegal. Oh, I meant there must be there's a new policy. You see, we're living under fucking the aristocracy. The king has just declared it. Subjects, serfs will fucking work harder so that we can fucking facilitate the recolonization and the elimination of you as a fucking people. As America will not be America no more. It'll be a hodgepodge of fucking international slave labor. And a few elites at the top and walled in, they'll have walls. They'll have fucking 40 foot fucking walls with machine gun turrets on them. And they'll live in luxury. You'll be gone because you'll already went over to the fucking ditch if you let this shit go down. Justin Kalinger, spokesman for U.S. Border Patrol's Yuma sector, told the Washington Examiner agents there expect to spend four times as much on basics to care for illegal immigrants this year. I mean, what about fucking Honduras and Guatemala, El Salvador? Where these people come from? Who was paying for the fucking diapers down there before they started this fucking invasion? This is international corporate mafia. See, they get to dump their fucking trash on us, fucking take what's fucking ours, and then these people have already shown that they will be enslaved under communism. So that's the people they want here. That's why they want to recolonize this country. But the stickler is, they have to get those fucking guns first. And if the people, the largest army on planet Earth, stands up like they got balls in a spine and takes and wades into them, it ain't going to be fucking pretty, and we will fucking destroy them. It's going to take longer. More of us are going to die. Every day we let this shit entrench more, and we let more of this shit pass us by. it gets entrenched more. They get entrenched more. They already have a 150-mile fucking beachhead on our southern border. Period. United Nations territory. That's who's operating down there. They tell you, we're going to send troops down there. Yeah, you're going to send fucking NORCOM down there. That's made up of all fucking countries, man. And that's who they're going to be sending at you. It ain't going to be Joe Blow from down the street, fourth generation fucking American or fifth generation American. Nah, because they couldn't pull that off. They couldn't get the American nationals to shoot each other. So they'll just, it's going to take, they know that's why they're pumping in such huge numbers that this ain't going to be no fucking little easy task that they're even going to attempt. And they ain't got a chance no goddamn how. Because like I said, the cannon fodder will come first and a couple million of us are going to die. But man, by the time when we get our feet underneath us and start across this fucking country, it's going to be total destruction. And when we get through taking this fucking country back and have control of our nuclear arsenal, we're coming after you international motherfuckers who think you can hide in another country and send the fucking resources over here to destroy us. And we're going to fucking hang you too. We're going to have you brought by your own fucking, whatever country you're hiding in, they're going to go out and they're going to round your ass up. They're going to come, they're going to be hunting you and they're going to get you out of your spider hole. And they're going to put you on a fucking plane and they're going to bring you over here and they're going to drop you off to the United States along with whatever wealth they have stolen from us, whatever wealth you've stolen from us. And they're going to just hand you right over to us. Because if they don't, they're going to eat a fucking nuclear bomb. Or two nuclear bombs, because this shit is going to stop. The people of the world, broadcast was going out to everybody in every language, you would hear an overwhelming, yeah, God, yes, let's get rid of these son of a bitches. These misery makers. As of March 31st, the halfway point into fiscal year 2019, the sector had spent $600,000 in those same items and services, according to the news site. While fucking our people, 100 million of our people are living in tent cities and on the goddamn streets, American nationals. What does it take to convince people? Well, our people are convinced. I just wish that we could reach the people out there that are, like I talked about them before. Everybody's out there, they can't got time. They're working fucking 6-7 days a week, trying to make goddamn ends meet and have a roof over their head, trying to raise a fucking family in this fucking lie of this country. They are madder than a son of a bitch. They've went out, they've taken the time because they know what's fixing to come down. They're not dumb. And they've taken the time and they've saved and pinched pennies to get the guns and ammos for the fucking fight. And when you finally force them to this, you son of a bitches are going to get what you got coming. According to the news site, it now expects to hit 1.2 million by September 30th. While our own people are fucking going hungry and don't even have a place to live. The human sector is one of 9 different sectors protecting the border, and it's third among them in the number of, oh, I love that, apprehensions. No. Fucking accommodations. Is this apprehending fucking buying diapers and food and medical care and then fucking giving them fucking bus tickets and plane tickets and fucking cash money to go anywhere they want to fucking go? Is that apprehending? Is that arresting? Is that fucking stopping it? Or is that aiding and abetting? Of illegal immigrants with children, Yuma is also the only city along the border. And they've proven that they can get a fucking 1.3 million people in here just using 300,000 kids. The child invasion. Man, this is going to go down in the annals of history. I can tell you that right now. This is going to go down in the annals of history. They tell you, the last generation or two, they told, don't have no more kids. It's overpopulation. And these dumbass fucking Americans, they went for it. They did. Well, actually, they starved us down. Recession after depression after recession after depression. Until people couldn't afford to have the children they wanted to have. And now all of a sudden, There's all of these third worlders down there fucking like rabbits, and they're bringing their children. You're going to raise their children. They're going to take the place of what would have been your children's, your progeny. They're going to replace them if you let them. Apprehensions, really, of illegal immigrants with children. Yuma is also the only city along the border to declare a state of emergency because of large surges of illegal. Now, here, back over here. Illegal immigrants. They're not fucking immigrants. They are illegal invading aliens. They are not. There is a difference, and it was a marked difference. And I sent them, they sat around the table. They've even done it on the mainstream right in front of you. And you sit there with that blank fucking stare in your head, drinking your beer, waiting for your 15 minutes of news to get over so you can get on with the fucking ball game. There's a game on tonight, man. There's something really important happening. And they sat there and they told you, no, don't call it gun control. We'll call it gun safety. Don't call it goddamn legal aliens, immigrants. Immigrants, understand? We're recolonizing this fucking country. You let them people find out that's our intent. Goddamn. You do realize this is the largest army on planet Earth, right, you dumbass? Now get it right. And get to censoring that fucking net and make sure that only the right words come out. Illegal aliens, which cost local taxpayers $700,000 for emergency medical services last year, and a goddamn working man, a man working fucking 5-6 days a fucking week, 40-50 hours a week. Hell, man, if you get a bad tooth, you get in line. A month later, after they're through putting all the gold teeth on the fucking invaders, then some son of a bitch will come along and tell you, well, you can't afford to have your tooth fixed, or you can have it pulled. We'll pull your teeth out. You American nobody, fucking nationalist piece of shit, nobody. In March alone, Customs and Border Protection data shows the Yuma sector recorded the apprehension of 6,620 family units. They're taking these kids and shipping them back down there and bringing more. Shipping them back down there. And they tell you that right on the mainstream. But it doesn't matter anymore. One thing Cornkey had right this morning, there ain't no goddamn use and nobody heading down to that fucking border. It's too late. It's way past too late, and the 150 miles of it's done been declared United Nations fucking territory. That's why when the hell are they doing in New Mexico making a national monument out of a fucking desert mountain thing, or down in Arizona, you know, this national park, national fucking forest of goddamn scrub trees. Why were they doing that? Because all of the national parks, I mean, they were declared the property of the United Nations. You people didn't know that? You haven't looked that one up yet? They were already declared the property of the United Nations. Now somebody, the corporation, they signed them all over so that they could put together their New World Order government. So that there wouldn't be no confusion about who owns what used to be our public property, but still is our public property, as long as we got them guns. All we got to do is get the goddamn moxie and get the courage to use them. But maybe, you know, but just like this invasion thing, I think it was Galen or somebody asked yesterday, you know, what if some people really went down there to stop this thing? Well, you'd be encountered 150 miles from the border by United Nations NORCOM troops. They would be shooting at you. You would be vigilantes. You know, fuck you. This is my goddamn country. Hey, well, they declare the right to come in your goddamn house. The other day, yesterday, we were reading about, oh, you have a new baby. We're going to come in and fucking look at your baby and fucking go. Enough. Enough is enough. But see, the whole thing is they keep putting this shit in place and they're not moving on it. They freeze. Just like the thing with the New Jersey. Not one fucking clip turned down. Well, you better get to see if they put their confiscation, they got to do it all at once. If they just put confiscation teams together in New Jersey and started going house to house, it would break out across this whole fucking country, and they know it. They know that when they move, that when they'll have it in place and all across the country, and then they'll start doing little moves like that. Just come in and get this little bunch here, and get to, just know. And they start, anybody starts talking, hey, gun confiscation, no, and they'll back way off and be like, no, and there'll be lawsuits and stuff. And then, as soon as they get their chance, this is how they've been doing it all along. And then a little more. And then a little fucking more. Until finally, they're hoping they can get so far along that people will, you know, they want to see, they know they're up against an insurmountable force. And they know that in the end, they're going to have to bring in fucking outside fucking blue helmets, probably from China, to fucking try to back with these dirty fucking corporate fucking aristocracy traitors have fucking put down on paper. But the longer they can delay it, and more they can put things in place, and the more some people, you know, will be scared. I mean, there might be that guy there sitting there, God damn, he's on the edge of shooting, but should I shoot? Should I? Well, God, they just got that. And then they said they're going to back off. Well, I got my excuse. I got my excuse not to go hunting. They're going to try this to do this as fucking, How can you have an aggression like this that's subtle? But that's why you're not seeing it. I mean, like in New Jersey. Why haven't they put together the gun confiscation Blackwater teams to go in and start confiscating? Because they're going to have to start killing Americans. Because Americans, they said, they ain't giving up their they're not giving up their clips, they're not giving up their guns. And as soon as it starts there, it will just, they know it's going to break loose across this whole fucking country. Because, I mean, goddamn it, this is like standing in a goddamn field where 5,000 gallons of fucking gasoline has been dumped. And you're standing right in the middle of it with a lit match in your fucking hand. When that son of a bitch hits the ground, that's how this is going to happen, people. And it ain't going to be fucking pretty for nobody. Like I said, we'll lose a couple million thanks to the fucking traitors among us. Because we couldn't come together as a people like we were supposed to under our Bill of Rights. Like our true founders, the people who were fucking for freedom and liberty told us we should. And that we must. No, we'll lose a couple of million. Because they will go along with the fucking agenda and keeping the people just steered off just a little bit. Just keep them off course just a little bit. I mean, get a little closer and a little closer because they're going to go when they do, you know, do it. And then, you know, after the people have realized it and they just, fuck it, I'm going for it. Says it then you will see them try to tyrannize. You will see them try to burn in houses with women and children in it. You will see them do the most dastardly, dirty things, and that's when we really got to get fucking mean. That's when we got to show them why people do not fuck with Americans. We got to show them that there's a savage that lives in each and every one of us. You took our kindness for weakness. That was your fucking mistake. And you're going to find out what a big, because once we get started, I mean, it's like anything else. What's going to stop it? That's the bad, what you better be thinking about. Once it gets rolling, what's going to stop it? It can't be stopped. And I've said up here, and I've told you, and there's plenty of people that agree. Hey, it's not, once we get this son of a bitch back under control and we control our nuclear arsenal, just have everybody back the fuck away. We got some business to take care of. You come fucking near us, you try to get involved, China, send some fucking blue helmets over here. We'll send a Titan submarine off your coast and destroy your whole fucking country. Get the fuck away from us. We got traitors to deal with, and all they'll be fleeing this country. They'll be running for any place but here. But then that's going to be, ring up the phone. Yeah, you got 2 days to deliver these son of a bitches and the wealth. Or you're eating a fucking nuke. We're doing it. You did this to our fucking country. You watch what we will do to you. Anyway, we're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, just keep positioning yourself. Keep watching them. Keep moving accordingly because that's what they're doing. They're trying to maneuver. They're trying to maneuver into a position to where, if this Kamala person could just write this down on a piece of paper and you just go hand them guns over. And that's what the NRA, that's what they've always done. Well, it's the law you're going to have to baby. It's bullshit. It's a clear violation of the constitutional rights, but we have to obey the law. You want to bet? We are the fucking law. And you're going to find out how our law operates, you motherfuckers. And that is The Word from the Trenches.